Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
My eyes are prepared. Hey,
hello,
Sam.
It's me, this.
How are you?
I'm great. It's full Gemini season, guys. It's all happening.
Time. It's big time.
There's weird vibes around Auckland and we're all just bathing in it.
Yeah, we blame the moon and the pandemic and the general energy. But it's also exciting. There's cool stuff happening.
There is some cool stuff happening. We're talking about Stranger Things season 4.
Yes. And hold it.
I usually don't talk about shows that I know everyone knows because there's no point bringing
shows. You're already watching it. Yeah.
But I know a lot of people that I know personally dropped off of Stranger Things season 2, season 3 because it did get a bit repetitive.
It got a bit, yeah. Okay, so let's start at the beginning because there might be someone out here who's just never watched it.
Okay, yeah.
It could be.
Yeah.
Even in 2022, someone might not have seen Stranger Things.
So Stranger Things is a show which started on Netflix. It was Netflix's like first big like running series that like kind of drew onto Netflix about a group of four young boys in the 80s.
Yes.
who are kind of nerdy and geeky, and one of them goes missing in this kind of hellish version of our own world called the Upside Down, or they call it the Upside Down. And they meet a young girl played by Millie Bobby Brown, who you'll know from Jurassic World and King Kong and other hit franchises, who plays a psychic, like 11-year-old named Eleven. And madcap hijinks ensue. They've got to like bring down this monster called the Demigorgon. Season 2, there's even more monsters. Season 3, there's even a bigger monster. It kind of just keeps going like that kind of formula, and you get to explore like the blossoming teenagerdom and tweendom.
Totally. There's military conspiracies. There's lots of comic book references.
There's the Red Scare, which
there's
problematic. Christmas lights. There's love. There's mullets.
There's lots of 80s bangers.
Yeah, it's so much fun, and it's made by these guys named the Duffer Brothers, who are like a directorial producer duo, it's basically a love letter to horror films and sci-fi,
80s pop culture.
Pop culture. It's really them, just an ode to that. And season 4 just came out. It's like, I think it's something ridiculous, like 14 hours of TV. Like,
jeez.
Every episode's like an hour and a half or something. Whoa. Ridiculous.
And it's not all even been like released yet.
No,
is
this
that
is
right?
The first half.
Oh my God, okay.
So the first half, I think it's like 10, 14 hours, something ridiculous. You have to watch it over 2 days. It's crazy. And it's really, really good.
Okay, so this is what I've heard as well, because I loved season 1, and then I also really enjoyed season 2 and 3, but in that way where it was like diminishing returns for me a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was saying at the start of the show, I have forced my flatmate, who's never seen it before, to watch all of it, because you said to me, season 4 is really good. Also, season 4 is really scary, and we all know I'm a big wuss.
Yeah, season 4 goes deep. Deep, deep, deep into the horror movie elements. It's, I'm not going to spoil anything because they just don't want to, but it actually, like, I was watching it and I was like, whoa, oh my God. Like, I was like mouth agape at like some of the stuff they were doing on this like fun kids show, because it was always like horror adjacent, but I never found it like scary or like the tension that they've built into the show.
It was very tense, yeah, but I think you could watch it as a sort of, I don't know, I don't want to say what age you could watch it at because probably get in trouble, but like, you know, there were definitely kids who were watching that show. It was maybe a bit intense, but like, it was not scary, scary, scary.
Yeah, there's barely any swear words. There's no graphic nudity or anything. Like, it's not Euphoria. This is definitely like on the lower end of age than like people watching Euphoria, and we know there are young tweens watching Euphoria.
Yes.
But season 4 gets spooky.
Ooh.
Like, it's, there is an episode, I believe it's called For Billy, and the main character of the episode is Sadie Sink, who played a girlfriend in one of Taylor Swift's long music videos with Dylan O'Brien.
She did.
And she's been on the show for about 3 seasons now, and she is just a phenomenal actress.
She's great.
Going places, and that's the episode where the Kate Bush Running Up the Hill song features heavily, heavily, heavily.
We need to talk about this because we were all just bitching about it off air. I'm so sick of seeing people gatekeeping Kate Bush on the internet, being
let the teens enjoy Kate Bush.
Let the teens enjoy Kate Bush.
This is her resurgence. If anyone doesn't know, Kate Bush's song Running Up the Hill features in this episode, and it's Sadie Sink's character Max's favourite song, and rightly so. and it is shot to the top of the charts recently. thanks to Stranger Things, bringing it back. And also, Kate Bush doesn't like her music being used in TV and media, so the Duffer Brothers actually went to her and laid out the whole plot of this whole season and every part in which that song would be used, because it's kind of a recurring theme throughout. Yeah. And sold her on the vision and talked to her about why it was so important and what the song meant to them, and she agreed to have them use the song.
That's cool.
So she collaborated with them on how the song would be used in the show. So
that is cool.
It rising back to the top of the charts and her getting, you know, this whole new swath of young fans is entirely well deserved.
Oh, she should be stoked.
Yeah, like, she's chuffed.
It's awesome.
It's great.
So that's us on our soapbox at all the people being like, the teens just like it because it's on the TV. Who hasn't
found
a popular song through a TV show and felt like they've discovered it?
Exactly. It's ridiculous. And if Kate Bush gets a billion more streams on Spotify, that is a good thing.
Exactly. So this season is worth persevering for people who got, maybe season three was a bit goofy, they got a bit sick of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same as you. Diminishing returns in season two and season three, I was like, yeah, I'm watching this, but why?
Not loving it.
But also, if you just want to jump straight back into season four, because I assume everyone's watched season one, I'd say watch season one and watch season four.
True, okay.
Because
you'll piece together the middle bit.
You'll piece together the middle bit, and there is a really good recap at the beginning of season four that Netflix does that kind of is like 5 minutes long and runs you through everything that happens.
Okay, cool.
So you can kind of jump on there. Also, this is quite interesting because Netflix is under a lot of fire recently because they're losing subscribers, and there was this big press release they said where they're going to focus on less, better quality movies and less like quantity of movies.
Yes.
So it's really nice to see that when they, you know, one of their flagship shows, Stranger Things, coming back and like really smashing this final season, despite the actors being like 10 years older than their characters now.
Yes, they are. And I think that's been interesting as well. It's kind of the Harry Potter phenomenon of like, you have child actors who start in this TV show when they're like 11 years old, and then if you decide this is going to have several seasons or movies or franchises kind of come off of this, you're committed to those kids then, and you sort of just have to hope that they age into those roles. And I think they're doing pretty
good.
They're
doing well, and this is the camera tricks and stuff, and you can kind of suspend your disbelief. But the last season was shot in like 2018, released in 2019, before the pandemic, and then they couldn't film during the pandemic. And this second season is two parts, and it's going to be like so many hours of TV, so it's taken them a very, very long time to do.
And it's worth watching.
I would say so. I think if you've got a piece in your heart for Freddy Krueger in any sense, I think this is going to be the season for you.
Exactly. Cool. And someone's pointed out Stranger Things, their age rating also grows with the characters. So it's also the Harry Potter thing. Apparently the first season is kind of like, watch it with your parents and you'll have a good time.
Oh, now it's getting...
And now it's getting a bit more like, if you are 11, you probably shouldn't watch this.
Well, you shouldn't have access to the Netflix account. Get out of there.
All right, it has to be done. Bit of Kate Bush now. Thank you very much, Sam.
This is my pump-up song. Let's go.
This is good. Heading into the weekend. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
You and me.
Kate Bush, of course. Someone says they had Hounds of Love when they were travelling around the English countryside back in the 80s, and it was ethereal listening. That is great. Mm. That's the dream OE, isn't it? Just driving around in a little car listening to Kate Bush.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.
We've had...